Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Dalid. Alicia left off and I left off also. Three lines from the bottom daf Mem Gimel and Beis. So Baruch Shekivanti. I forgot to pull up the sponsors. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And it is also sponsored, just give me a second over here. Yeah, also sponsored by the Cohen, Gordon, and Steinitz families in memory of Rabbi Howard Joseph, Harav Chaim Shmuel ben Zev Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Joseph was a musmach of Rav Salavechik and Rav Dr. Balkanen, was a pillar of the modern Orthodox community in Montreal, where he served as the Rav of the Spanish and Portuguese synagogue, the oldest synagogue in Canada for over 50 years, the Shem Shavan Aliyah and the family Shavan Nechama. Also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Capel in honor of the marriage on Sunday of their daughter, Anna, to Dylan Cooper of Memphis, and in honor of the recent birth of twin grandchildren, Yisrael Daniel and, I hope I get this right, Li'ela Shena, born to their children Sam and Liora Capel. Wow, the Simcha should keep on coming. Also sponsored anonymously in honor of Binyamin Michelle's birthday. Happy birthday, Binny. Okay, so today we're going to discuss the following. Are you anonymous, manager? Today we're going to discuss the following topics. First, we're going to finish up whether Arava and Lulav are in fact Docha Shabbos, even Bizman Hazeh. Then the Gemara is going to give three possible answers as to why we don't do a Rava Shiva Zecher LeMikdash like we do by Lulav. I mean, Lulav is only Midaraisa for one day, yet we do 7 days Zecher LeMikdash. So why don't we do the same thing by a Rava, right? That we should do Zecher LeMikdash for 7 days. Then the Gemara is going to discuss which Kohanim were allowed to participate in the minhag of our, or in the din of our Rava. Is it the Kohanim, are Kohanim Balei Mumin participants as well? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the nature of the din of Arava. Is it a Yesod Nevi'im or is it a Minag Nevi'im? Meaning, is it a special Takana made by the Nevi'im or is it only a Minag? And there is an important Afkaminas between Yesod Nevi'im and Minag Nevi'im. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go into some of the details of how one fulfills this mitzvah of Arava. Can you fulfill the mitzvah using your Aravos that are already in your Lulav? How large do these Aravos have to be? How many leaves do these Aravos have to have? And then the Gemara is going to have three different statements of Ivo, the first of which has to do with Minag Arava, but then the second is going to be a story about a person who had people working in his vineyard during Shemitah and he wanted to know how to handle the situation, and the third one is going to be about traveling on Erev Shabbos, and the only reason we quote all three stories is because the first one relates to our sugya of Arava. So let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page, Mem Gimlam Beis. So once the Gemara has proven, as we concluded yesterday, that Arava is, we had a question, Binetila or Bizakifa? And we said both, that there's a mitzvah netila, and then they would do zekifa by the mizbeach. So the Gemara raises the question: so why is it bizman hazeh that our Rava, do we not say that our Rava should be docha Shabbos biyom hashvi'i? Bizman hazeh, it's still shaykh to do the mitzvah because we could still do a netilas arava. Granted, we can't do a zekifa anymore; we have a mizbeach, but we can still do netilas arava. Ve'ela nidchu. So says the Gemara: why is it our Rava docha Shabbos when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos? So says Mar Kivan da'anan lo dachinan inunami lo dachi. Since we in Galus, we in Bavel, can't be Docha, since we don't know which is really the seventh day, because we're not Bekiyin, Bekiviyah Diarcha, we don't know exactly how to set the calendars, so in Eretz Yisrael, they're also not going to allow it to be Docha Shabbos. Frankly, Gemara, really? We always make Eretz Yisrael conform to what we do in Bavel. What about the mitzvah of Lulav, when the first day of Yantav falls out on Shabbos? In Bavel, we don't take Lulav because we're not Bekiyin in the calendar, but in Eretz Yisrael it is Docha. They do take Lulav on Shabbos, even though they're, because they are Bekiyin in the calendar. So answers the Gemara, not true. Amri Lidatun Ami Lo Dachi. In Eretz Yisrael, Bizman, it's not Docha Shabbos Bizman Hazeh. Even Lulav is not Docha Shabbos Biyom Rishon Bizman Hazeh. Not like the Gemara said in yesterday's Daf. So the Maskana is that there's no Chiluk between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So says Gemara, but wait a second, if that's the case, then what forced us to say that there is a chiluk? We had a stira between two mishnayos that forced us into that chiluk between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Velakasha hani tarti. We had two mishnayos. The Tanachada, one of them said that when the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, kola amalich nesuluvein laharabayis, everyone would bring their lulav in advance to harabayis. V'tani idach lebeis haknesses. And the other brisa says that everyone would bring it to beis haknesses. So umetartzinon kan bismash bismuch kaim kan bismash. Shein Beisim Mikshkayim. And the only answer we can come up with in yesterday's daf was that we would take lulav on the first day, when the first day falls on Shabbos, both when the Beis HaMikdash is around and when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, we'd bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in advance of Shabbos. When the Beis HaMikdash is not around, we bring it to the Beis HaKnesses in advance of Shabbos. And that's how we're in Miyashiv, the two Mishnayos. But if you're going to tell me that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't do the mitzvah of lulav at all on the first day of Yantav when it falls on Shabbos, so how are we going to reconcile those two Mishnayos? Says Maralo, Edividi Bezmash Beis HaMikdashkayim. Both Mishnayos are talking about when there is a Beis HaMikdash. V'lo kasha, kan b'mikdash, kan b'gvulin. It's a matter of location. The Mishnah says that they will bring the lulavim to the Arabayis. That was talking about in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Whereas the Mishnah said they will bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. That was outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but while the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. So lulav is docha Shabbos while the Beis HaMikdash is still standing, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but b'gvulin as well, because B'nai Yisrael were all living in Eretz Yisrael, and Beis HaMikdash was koveya the Chadash Malpiyariya, so they knew what day was the right day. So it was docha Shabbos at that time. There was no reason to, meaning when the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was no reason for Eretz Yisrael to conform to Chutz La'aretz. After the Churban HaBayis, then there was reason that Eretz Yisrael should conform to Chutz La'aretz. So Rashi writes that Bizman HaBayis, the mitzvah of lulav is docha Shabbos even b'gvulin, because everyone was nearby. They knew when the Kviyas HaChodesh was. So the Rishonim raised the question, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they would bring the lulav to the Beis HaKnesses and use them on Shabbos, even b'gvulin. So why is that any different than the mitzvah of Shofar? By Shofar in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, we say that Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, B'mikdash Ayutokin V'lo B'Medina. That's the expression that's used. B'mikdash Ayutokin V'lo B'Medina. That they would only blow Shofar in the Mikdash, not B'Medina. But what we're saying right now is when they had a Beis HaMikdash, when it came to Lulav, and when the first day fell on Shabbos, they would do it everywhere. They would do it even B'Medina. It wasn't a chilik in whether they would do it or not. It was just where they would bring the Lulavim to. But they did it even B'Medina. So why should Shofar be any different than Lulav? So the Rishonim deal with this question. Tosfos back on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in Dibur HaMaskil Inhu suggested that by Netilas Lulav, it's only Tiltul B'Alma. And therefore, since it was Hutar B'Mikdash, they were not Gozer B'Medina. But by Tkiah Shofar, there's a Maisa of Tkiah, which is more Chamor than the Tiltul Muktza of the Lulav. Meaning, whatever you're violating by Lulav, it's more Chamor by Shofar, because it's a Chachma to blow the Shofar. So that's since it's a more Chamor type of Isra, so they were not Matir B'Medina. Tosfos says that Lulav should be Docha Shabbos B'Gvulin more so than Shofar, because Rosh Hashanah, they still didn't know the Kviyas HaChodesh outside of Yerushalayim. They didn't have any time yet. It was still the very beginning of the month, but by the 15th of Tishrei, you should really know, in Gvulin, they should really know what the right day is. And that's why Lulav is Docha Shabbos. Those are the two Terutzim that Tosfos suggests. The Baal HaMa'ar has a different Terutz. Baal HaMa'ar suggests that the mitzvah of Shofar is to hear three truos. There's machlokas whether two truos are in the Torah and one is mitivrei sofrim or the opposite. So the Chum made a hecker that it shouldn't be docha Shabbos except for a place where there's a Beis Din because of the trua derabanan that's included in it. But lulav on Yom Rishon is entirely min haTorah. So the entire way we do the mitzvah is min haTorah, and therefore we do it b'gvulin as well. The Rishonim also raise another question. According to this maskana, the bezman hazeh, lulav is not docha Shabbos even in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning the Gemara is saying that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, it was docha Shabbos everywhere, even b'gvulin. But we're saying bezman hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, lulav is not docha Shabbos. By Tkiah Shofar, though, we had the Gemara tells us, that Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka made a takana that they should be tokeya kol makom shish bo Beis Din. That it's not that once there was no Beis HaMikdash, so he said, what are we going to do? We're just going to get rid of Shofar entirely? No, kol makom shish bo Beis Din has Tkiah Shofar. Why didn't he come up with some way to do lulav and Yom Rishon as well? He came up with some way to do Shofar in limited locations, whatever makom shish bo Beis Din means. That's the discussion of the Rishon. But in limited locations, he came up with a way to do Shofar. or why couldn't he come up with a way to do lulav in certain locations? So Tos suggests that the Chum didn't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of shofar entirely because it's a malazikaron l'fnei aviyam shebashamayim, meaning shofar serves a very critical function for Klal Yisrael. Aside from the kiyum mitzvah, it's also Rosh Hashanah is a very important day as far as the din of Klal Yisrael, and shofar serves that very critical function. So they were loath to cancel the mitzvah of shofar. So they came up with a way that the malazikaron l'fnei aviyam shebashamayim that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai came up with a way that at least Makom Sheishbo based in. The Ritva suggests differently, that the mitzvah of shofar is only one day. So it had to be Docha Shabbos, otherwise you'd forget the whole mitzvah. But by Lulav, it's Chal on the other days Midrabanan. So even though it's not, they're not a Tashlum of the first day, which is a Chava Min HaTorah, but at least there's a Zecher to the mitzvah of Lulav that will remain. If you cancel Lulav on the first day, you'll still be taking Lulav on days 2 through 7. But shofar, you miss it, you miss it. So that's what the Ritva suggests, why they were not masakin similarly when it comes to shofar as they were when it comes to lulav. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now about 7 lines into the page on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Amalei Abaye L'Rava, so the gears on the side of the page changes it to L'Rabba. Maishna lulav davdin alei shevazeich l'migdash. Maishna arava davdin alei shevazeich l'migdash. Why is it that we have a takana that we take lulav for 7 days as a zeichel l'migdash? Meaning, as we know, on a Doraisa level, outside of the Mikdash, the mitzvah of lulav is only one day. And yet we do 7 days as a Zeichel HaMikdash, because in the Mikdash it's 7 days. Why didn't we do the same thing by Arava? Why don't we do Arava for 7 days as a Zeichel HaMikdash? 3 possible answers. The first 2 are going to be rejected. Amalei, possible answer number 1. We do our Rava for 7 days because you have our Rava in your Lulav and you're taking your Lulav for 7 days. So Amalei, Ha'u Mishum Lulav Hudkav, like, nah, that doesn't count. You're taking that our Rava as part of your mitzvah of Lulav. You're not taking that our Rava as part of the separate mitzvah of our Rava. So maybe you'll tell me, no, you're supposed to pick up your Lulav twice. Pick it up once, L'Shem Lulav, and then pick it up again, L'Shem Arava. Have you ever in your life seen someone say, okay, put it down, that was for lulav, now pick it up again and that's for arava? No one ever does that. So how can you say that's what we do? That's not what we do. Nobody does that. So says Gemara's second possible answer. Why is it that there is no, meaning the first possible answer was denial, right? It was, who said that we don't do our Rava Shiva? We do our Rava Shiva. No, come on. We don't do our Rava Shiva. So now we have to try to actually answer the question. Why is it that we don't have a takana of our Rava Shiva? So Amar Rav Zin, Mishmei D'Rava, Lulav Da'oraisa, Avdin and Shiva Zechel and Migdash. Arava Durabanan Lo Avdin and Shiva Zechel and Migdash. Since Lulav Be'ikar is a mitzvah Da'oraisa, so we'll make a Zecher to do for 7 days as Zechel and Migdash. But Arava is not a mitzvah Da'oraisa at all. It's only a mitzvah Midrabanan. So we're not going to do a Zechel and Migdash for a mitzvah Durabanan. Says Gemara, Leman, who holds it's a mitzvah Durabanan? Ile Melabes Sha'ul Ha'amar Arve Nachal Ksiv Shtayim Ach Lulav Ach Migdash. We already learned the Shita of Abba Shaul, where Abba Shaul holds on Daf Lamed Daled that Arve Nachal is said in plural, not to tell me that you need 2 Aravos in your Lulav, but tell me that there are 2 mitzvahs of Arava. That there's an Arava Sheba Lulav, and then there's a separate mitzvah of Arava. So it's Beferish in the Torah, according to Abba Shaul. Don't tell me it's a mitzvah midrabbanan, and either Rabbanan, even if you're a whole like the Rabbanan who disagree with Abba Shaul, Hilchsa Gemirila. It's Halachal Moshe Misinai. Halachal Moshe Misinai is the status of a Doraisa. It does not have the status of a Durabanan. So how could you tell me that it's all Durabanan and therefore we don't need a Zechel and Migdash? Tam Rabbi Yossi, Am Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ishbikas Beis Chorson, that Rabbi Nechunya Ishbikas Beis Chorson said that Esen Netios, Arava, Venis Chamayim, Halachal Moshe Misinai. That there are these 3 halachos that are all Halachal Moshe Misinai. The din of Esen Netios, which we learned about, is about plowing an area in Erev Shviyas on the last 30 days before the Shemitah year for the sake of the trees. So if there are 10 trees within a certain area of land, you're allowed to plow the entire land. It's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, even though normally we're Mosif onto the Shemitah year. And then Arava and the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, those are all Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. But you see Beferish that the mitzvah of Arava is Daraisa. So the second possible answer said, oh, you know why we don't do Arava Shiva Zechel HaMikdash? Because Arava is not as chashav as you think it is. It's only a Darabana. The Gemara says it's not true. that a Rav is Daraisa, whether it's Beferish of the Pasuk, whether it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's Daraisa. So that brings us to the third answer. Ella Amar Rav Zud Mishrei the Rava, Lulav de Islay Iker Min HaTorah Begvulin Avdinin Le Shiva Zeich LeMikdash. Lulav, which has a mitzvah midaraisa everywhere, at least for one day we have a mitzvah everywhere to take lulav, so we extend on a drabana level as a Zeich LeMikdash, we extend that mitzvah daraisa, we extend it midrabanan for 7 days. But a Rava Delasa Iker Min HaTorah Begvulin, there's no mitzvah Min HaTorah of a Rava Begvulin at all, not even for one day. So La Avdinin Shiva Zeich LeMikdash. So a Rava is not on the same caliber as the mitzvah of lulav, and therefore we're not going to do Shiva Zeich LeMikdash. So again, this answer also tries to show that a Rav is not quite the same as lulav, but we're not trying to claim that it's only a drabana now. He said, oh, you're right, a Rav is a daraisa. But as far as how people outside of Mikdash relate to a Rav, it's entirely different than the way they relate to lulav, because they have no mitzvah of a Rav midaraisa, they do have a mitzvah of lulav midaraisa, so it makes more sense to be misakin lulav Shiva Zeich LeMikdash than it does to be misakin a Rav Shiva Zeich LeMikdash. Period. So those are the three approaches. Again, the first two are rejected. The third approach is accepted, and that's why we have a mitzvah of lulav shiva zeich lemikdash outside of the mikdash, but we do not have a mitzvah of arava shiva zeich lemikdash. Amar Reish Lakish, kohanim balimumin nechnasin bein ulam lezeich dei lotzeis ba'arava, that the kohanim balimumin could go between the ulam and the zeich to do the mitzvah of arava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi amra, who said such a thing that there's which the Gemara assumes means that there's such a thing as a mitzvah of arava. So it says, "Mi Amra, Ha'iu Amar, you Rabbi Yochanan yourself, you taught us about the mitzvah of Arava." So Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shum Rabbi Chunya Ish Bikas Beis Chorsan, Eser Netios Arava V'Nisa Chamayim Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Aren't you the one that taught us that Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that there is a din of Arava? So how come now you're telling me that Arava is like you're surprised to hear that Reish Lakish holds that there's some din of Arava? You told us it's Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. No, Elamiyam Rabbi Netila Din L'Bezakifa. No, my question was, says Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the mitzvah's benetila? Maybe the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai is only to do zakifa, like we mentioned yesterday's daf, that question of whether there's a mitzvah of netila or only to be zokif and al tzidem mizbeach. And also, Miyam Bali Mumin Din L'Betmimim. What Rabbi Yochanan was wondering about is who told you that Kohen and Bali Mumin are eligible to do the mitzvah of Arava? Maybe you only need kind of more tmimin to do the mitzvah of Arava. That's what Rabbi Yochanan expressed surprise about. So in a chinami, everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah of Arava, at least Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, perhaps even Dal Raisa, from the Torah itself, from Arvei Nachal Kor Tavishol, but the question was, the chiddush that Reish Lakish had suggested was that it's done b'netila, and that it's done even by Kohen and Bali Mumin. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi Chad Amar Arava Yisod Neviim VeChad Amar Arava Minag Neviim. There is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi, unclear at this point who says what. One of them says that the mitzvah of Arava is a Yisod Neviim. The other one says that it's a Minag Neviim. What is Yisod Neviim? So Rashi explains Yisod Neviim who Takonas Neviim Achronim Chagai Zechariah Malachi Shayumi Metakne Takonas Yisod Banshe Knesset Gedola. The Chagai Zechariah Malachi were among the Anshe Knesset Gedola. Anshe Knesset Gedola were authorized to make takanos for Klal Yisrael. Meaning, we always say the rabbis can make takanos. Not really true. Rabbis cannot make takanos. We've seen rabbis try in our generation. They don't work. So they're not authorized, right? Rabbis cannot make takanos for Klal Yisrael. But the Anshe Knesset Gedola can make takanos for Klal Yisrael. So Yisod Neviim means that this was an initial takana of the Anshe Knesset Gedola to take Arava. And the other Shita says that no, it's not from the takanas Anshe Knesset Gedola, but rather it's a minhag. What does it mean? Minhag? So Rashi says, Hinhigo esam v'lo tiknu lehem. They established it as a minhag rather than as a binding takana, a binding minhag. Minhag is also binding, but they established it with the qualities of minhag and not with the qualities of takana. Either way, you got to do it. So what difference does it make whether it was a minhag or takana? V'nafkamina d'lo baya bracha. That when they're misakin a takana midrabanan, so then there's a bracha on mitzvos midrabanan. The Gemara says, I think in tomorrow's daf actually, yeah, the Gemara, or 2 days daf, on Sunday's daf, the Gemara says in daf mem vav, and the Gemara says in Shabbos Kav Gimel as well, that heichon sivanu, how can you say a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan? So the Gemara says, lo sasr, because there's a pasuk in the Torah, they have to listen. to what the Rabbanan say. That's a famous machlokes, Rambam Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. Does that mean that every single time you have a mitzvah with the Rabbanan, that it's really a mitzvah d'oraisa? The Rambam says, yeah, kind of. And the Ramban says, how could that possibly be? We have a din, savik d'oraisa l'chumra, savik d'rabbanan l'kula. So there are clear differences between din d'rabbanan and din d'oraisa. But bottom line is, you're allowed to say a bracha on a mitzvah with the Rabbanan, but on a minhag with the Rabbanan, that which the Rabbanan were instituted as a minhag, that there's no bracha. And that's what Rashi says. So maybe we'll come back to that soon, to that discussion. There's a little more Gemara we need to see to come back to that discussion. Is that really true? Do we never say a bracha on a minhag? So we'll see. So anyway, we don't know who said what so far. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, one of them said that a Rava is Yisod Nevi'im, and the other one said that it's Minhag Nevi'im. It's time, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Yisod Nevi'im, Damar Rabbi Yavaram, Rabbi Yochanan, a Rava Yisod Nevi'im. It's time. Must be that Rabbi Yochanan is one that says that it's Yisod Nevi'im because he says it in Beferish, that it's Yisod Nevi'im. So everyone's wondering, wait, didn't we just have this conversation? Rabbi Yochanan was just expressed surprise at something Reish Lakish said. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan, why are you surprised about the mitzvah of a Rava? You told us it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And one line later, we're talking about whether the Nevi'im were misaking it or the Nevi'im made it a minag. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Amalei Rabbi Zeyla, Rabbi Yavo, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's a din me derabanan? Vam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Nechunia Ish Bikas Beis Chorsan that Esa Netios a Rava V'nisach HaMayim Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Ishtomim Kshachada Vam Rashachum Chaz Rabbi Yistam. So at first he was taken aback by the question because it's a strong question. He says, no, what happened was it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. It was forgotten, and then the Nevi'im had to come and be masakin it again because the halacha was forgotten through the time that the Jewish people spent in Galus. So says Maramiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan hold that that's a possibility that we would forget dinim while we were in Galus? Va'am Rabbi Yochanan dilchun amri dilhuni. Isn't Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rashi reads this, isn't Rabbi Yochanan moda that the Torah was kept stronger, that our traditions were kept more strongly in Bavel than they were in Eretz Yisrael? So how's it shaykh to say that they forgot a whole din that's Halacha Moshe Misinai while they were in Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan himself is one that acknowledges that they were very, very strong in keeping their learning in Bavel. Rashi fills us in on the rest of the story. Who's Dilchun? Who's Dilhun? Who's them? Who's us? So that Rav Kahana was one of the Talmidim of Rav, and he was a very sharp Talmid, and for whatever reason he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yochanan was. He killed a person, perhaps, and whatever, it's a story in Baba Kama Kuf Yizayin. So he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan used to ask him all sorts of questions. So he had all sorts of sveikos. So Rabbi Yochanan would comment to his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael that I thought that the Torah really, that Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is a much stronger Torah because we didn't go into Galus, and we didn't have the Tiruf Hadas that a person has when they go into Galus. But now I see B'nai Bavel coming here, that are coming back from Galus, and they know better than us. They're stronger in learning than we are. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan says that they were giborim, because he describes that they were hakol giborim osim milchama. The pasuk says that hakol giborim osim milchama. So this Rashi quotes from Seder Olam, v'chimag vura osim b'nei adam and asun b'shal shalosh shal barzel. You're describing giborim osim milchama, people who were dragged down in chains to Galus. They're giborim osim milchama. What kind of gvura, kind of milchama? Milchamta shal Torah. They were dragged down in chains. Physically, they couldn't do much. But the Melchamta Shel Torah, they were very strong in. So that's what Rashi's pointing out, that the Gemara is saying, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that we forgot the mitzvah of HaRava, which is Halacha Moshe Misinai, in Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that in Bavel, we were even stronger than we were in Eretz Yisrael in terms of learning. So Tosfos points out, so what? Just because we were stronger in Bavel in learning, does that mean we can't forget anything? I mean, does that make it an impossibility that we forgot something? So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Elchananel, who has a different girsa, a different interpretation. Okay, a different way to read the Gemara. We're going to stick with Rashi, though. So the Gemara is asking, how, again, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Rava is Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara also said Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Rava is Takanas Nevi'im. So the Gemara said, which is it? Halacha Moshe Misinai or Takanas Nevi'im? So the answer was, it was originally Halacha Moshe Misinai. It was forgotten in Bavel, and then became a Takanas Nevi'im. So says the Gemara, forgotten? How could you say, Rabbi Yochanan never say that things were forgotten in Galus, they were even stronger in learning than they were in Eretz Yisrael? So lo kasha. Kan b'mikdash, kan b'gvulin. In mikdash, it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. In gvulin, it's the yisod nevi'im. So it's a different way to reconcile. Not that the things were forgotten. Nothing was ever forgotten. The point is arava halach l'moshe m'sinai? Yes, but that's only b'mikdash. The idea of arava b'gvulin, that's only a takanas nevi'im. That's only yisod nevi'im. Am Rabbi Ami, arava tzricha shir. Now, some details about the mitzvah of arava, that there is a certain shir, there's a size that the arava has to be. Ve'inan itel esel b'fnei atzma. And the arava has to be taken independent of the other minim shabalulav. Ve'in adam yotze yidei chavasa b'arava shabalulav. And you're not yotze your chiyuv when you take the arava that's already in the lulav. So says Mar, aren't those second and third statements the same? He said three things. He said that you need a shir, you can't take, it has to be taken independently, and it can't be taken together with the other items in the lulav. So independently and not together with the other items in the lulav is the same thing. Once you tell me it can't be taken on its own, of course you're not yotze with the arava in the lulav. Now, I might have thought you can't be yotze with the arava shabalulav if you take it all at one time to do the mitzvah of lulav and arava all with one lifting. But I might have thought you could pick up the lulav l'shem lulav, put it down, and then pick it up again l'shem arava, even though the arava is still bound together with the lulav and the hadassim. I might have thought that you yotze the mitzvah. So that's why he has to make two separate statements, that you're not yotze with the arava shabalulav at all. V'rav chista am Rav Yitzchak adam yotze yidei chavasa b'arava shabalulav. But not everyone agrees with that. Rav chista am Rav Yitzchak says that a person can in fact be yotze with the arava shabalulav. What exactly is the shear of an arava? V'kamashi ura am Rav Nachman gimel badei alin lachin. Three moist stalks of aravos. Rav Sheish Samar afilu ale echad ubad echad. Even one leaf and one stalk. So it says, a person takes one leaf and one stalk and like puts them together. That sounds a little bit odd. So says Gemara, no, it means one leaf on one stalk. That's good enough. You have one shvacha looking arava with one little leaf on it. That's good enough for the mitzvah of arava. So it's interesting that the Gemara has this point. The Gemara suggests over here that you cannot, that even if you lift it twice, you take it once for lulav and once for arava, that you're not yotze. But a hava amina, that you would have been yotze. I might have thought that way you'd be yotze. So there is an interesting discussion in the Achronim whether a person could be yotze two mitzvos with one action. Is it possible to get two mitzvos with one action? The Beis Yosef in Archaim Sim Mem Zayin quotes that if someone does not say Birchas HaTorah before tefillah, for whatever reason, he forgot to say Birchas HaTorah before davening, he could be yotze with the bracha of Ava Rabba. But he's got to learn right after davening, because if you're saying a Birchas HaTorah, you're being yotze with Ava Rabba, so you can't break in the middle of davening to learn. But right after davening, you should learn a little bit of Torah. And Beis Yosef quotes Yerushalmi like that. If you don't learn right away after davening, then the Ava Rabba didn't count. So the Beis Yosef says, why do you have to learn separately? What do you do right after Birchas Kriyashma, right after Ava Rabba? You see, Kriyashma. Kriyashma itself is Torah. Kriyashma itself are Psukim of Torah. So why aren't you Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah just by saying Kriya Shema? So you shouldn't have to learn after davening. So the Beis Yosef suggests a couple of answers, and one of them is that since you say Kriya Shema b'derech Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, you're not saying Kriya Shema as learning. You're not saying, oh, this is my morning seder that I'm saying Kriya Shema. It's b'derech Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. It's not derech Limud Torah. So you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore you have to learn after tefillah in order to be yotzei the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the bracha of Avarabba Shavuot to be Chalan. So the Achronim ask, wait a second, there's a Gemara and Brachas. Gemara and Brachas, Aviron Bey says, now let's say you miss him on Kriyashma. So what should you do? Should you still say Kriyashma? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's Kikori B'Torah. It's at least Kikori B'Torah. So what do you see? That when you're saying Kriyashma, it's Kikori B'Torah, that you are Mikhail in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So in the Tshuvas B'Tzal HaChachmar, B'Tzal HaStern, and Chelek Aleph Simon Aleph, in his very first Tshuva, it answers based on a Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Ran writes that if someone's Tokeh B'Shofar in order to learn teach children how to be tokeya, that he's not yotze the chiyuv of tkiya shofar, because by being melamed the tinokos to be tokeya, he's doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah of teaching the children. And since he's mechavin for that mitzvah is going to be ma'akev, the other mitzvah of actual tkiya shofar from being chal. And therefore, he's not able to be the kind of mitzvah of tkiya shofar. So says Rabbi Tzal Stern, the same is true by kriyashma. If you call kriyashma shalob ismana, you know you're not getting the mitzvah of kriyashma. Memela, there's room for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Torah to be chal. But if you're being korei kriyas shema bizmana, you're being korei kriyas shema in the right time, so then you're having kavanah for kabbalas ol malach shemayim. And if you're having kavanah for kabbalas ol malach shemayim, that's the mitzvah that you're getting. Mimela, there's no room for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to be chal. Aye, what about the Gemara Menachos? Afilu lo kara adam el kriyas shema shachas harvest kiyam mitzvahs limud haTorah. That even if you vigisba yom v'layla, that even if you just say kriyas shema shachas harvest, the Gemara Menachos Sadites says you're ready yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah v'lo yomish to sefer Torah zemi picha. So over there it must be that you're having specific kavana to be yotzei both. Maybe if you have specific kavana to be yotzei both, then maybe you can be yotzei both. So what does it have to do with our sugya? In the Tshuvas Shari Deya in Chelak Aleph Siman Nun Zayin, quoted in the Panini Halacha section in the Masifta, he discusses whether a person can be mekayim two mitzvos in one shot. And he brings a raya from our sugya that you cannot be yotzei two mitzvos even when you do have kavana to be yotzei both of them. Because we quoted Rabbi Ami, who says that a rava that's taken on a Shana Rabbah is not nitalis b'nei, it has to be nitalis b'nei atzma, and you're not yotzei with the arava shabalula. Then the Gemara said, isn't that saying the same thing twice? Once you say that it's taken nitalis b'nei atzma, they have to take it independently. Obviously you're not yotzei with the arava shabalula, because in the lulav it's not b'fnei atzma, it's not independent. So the Gemara answered, no, I would have thought that only if you take the lulav with the arava once, you're not yotzei b'chiyuv of arava. But if you take it a second time and you pick it up again, l'shem mitzvas arava, you are yotzei. So that's why Rabbi Ami had to tell me that b'chol gavna you're not yotzei. So what do you see from there? What was the havamina? That if you pick it up twice, that in order to be yotzei, you have to pick it up twice. That in order to be yotzei, so, I mean, if you could be yotzei arava when it's still bound with the other men, there was no havamina. I mean, that you could just pick up a lulav, l'shem lulav and l'shem arava at the same time. The havamina was that you'd have to pick it up twice. That you'd have to pick up once l'shem lulav, once l'shem arava. Why? Because in the same pu'ula, you cannot be yotzei to mitzvah taraisa. That's questionable. There's a discussion in, the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah that we're mevatan Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. So the Rishonim raised the question, what are you talking about, mevatan Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? When you read the Megillah, you're being mekayim Talmud Torah, because the Megillah is also Torah. The Megillah is a sefer and ksuvim. So that's what they suggest. The Chorim suggests, no, mevatan Talmud Torah be'echus, that the quality of your Torah, normally you'll be learning an Iyun Seder, you'll be really activating your brain in a very serious way, and now you're mevatan that for Mikra Megillah, which is a much lighter limud. You can say much more pashut according to this, if you hold that you cannot be mekayim both the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and another mitzvah with the same act, so then it is bittul Torah, because it's not a kiyum of Talmud Torah when you're doing Mikra Megillah, it's a kiyum of Mikra Megillah only. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Amar Ivo, so we have three statements of Ivo. That's the rest of the daf. Three statements of Ivo. Amar Ivo. Havikim rekamid Rabbi Lozer Ratzadik v'aisehu gavra arava kamei. Someone brought an arava to Rabbi Lozer Ratzadik when I was there. Shakel chavit v'lo baruch. He took it. He was chavit. So machlokes rishonim what chavit means. Either it means he did not know him with it, or he banged it on the ground, and he didn't say a bracha. Meaning when he did the din of arava, he didn't say a bracha. So k'savra minag leviyimu. It must be that he holds it's only a minag. Otherwise he would have said a bracha. Ivo v'chiske b'nei bar. The same thing with Rav. He took it and he either waved it or banged it and he didn't say a bracha. So kasavar, minag neviim. So it's a raya that it must be a minag neviim, not a yisod neviim. Otherwise, he would have said a bracha. Wow, so what do you see from there? That if something is a minag, then by definition that means that one does not recite a bracha on it, because we do not recite a bracha on a minag. The Rashi on Amud Aleph and Dibra Maslo Minag said, made the same point, but it's l'chore, he got it straight from the Gemara, that a mitzvah that the chamor masakin, you have to say a bracha on, as again we're going to see in Sunday's daf, Hashem Yisrael Mitzvah Mitzvahnu can be recited because of l'sasim in the davar, Hashem Yigid l'cha yiminu small, so it is v'tzivanu, it's okay to say v'tzivanu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us to listen to the Divrei Chachamim, but something that they were not masakin is only a minag, does not require a bracha, because you can't say v'tzivanu on something that's only a minag. It's not a violation of los sasur if you violate a minag. Arava is minag nevi'im, and therefore you don't say a bracha. So this leads to a whole discussion in the Rishonim. Is that always true, that we never say a bracha on a minag? The Rambam in Hilchus Chanukah, in the third paragraph of Hilchus Chanukah, Hanukkah says, yeah, that's why we don't say a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh. Afilu b'tzibur. We do, but the Rambam didn't. Meaning the Rambam and the Mechaber Paschal, like the Rambam, says you can't say a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minhag and there's no bracha on a minhag. That's how the Ran explains the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on a minhag at all. That because even a mitzvah gemura midrabanan is a machlokas amarayim, whether you could say a bracha. Now we're going to see again in Sunday's daf. But a minhag? No way, says the Rambam. Not all Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos over here says that dafka in the minhag of Netilas Arava, we don't say a bracha, because all it is tiltul bialma. So it's not chashub enough to be koveya a bracha on. But Kriyas HaHalel, even on days that it's only a minhag, is not, no worse than Kriya B'Torah, where they were masakin a bracha on Kriya B'Torah. That when you read from the Torah, you say a bracha. So when you're Kore Halel, it's also like you're Kore B'Torah, and therefore you could say a bracha. The Ritva is mechalik between different types of minhagim. He says a minhag of Netilas Arava was the Nevi'im were Nag who came, and the Am followed suit, and therefore you don't say a bracha. But Kriyas Halel Rosh Chodesh, the Cham were masakin to read b'kol makom shenagu b'kach. Meaning, when we say minhag Nevi'im, it doesn't, the Ritva has a different reading minhag Nevi'im. It doesn't mean that the Nevi'im established it as a minhag that we all have to follow. It means the Nevi'im did this. And that, what do we do? How did the Jewish people behave? We look at the Einei HaEda. We look at the leaders. And if that's what they're doing, so we did it too. But the Nevi'im never told us to do it. So that's why it says the Ritva, since the Nevi'im never told us to do it, so we don't have to say, we don't say a bracha on it. But Halel, they told us to do it. They said that it's they made a takana that that we're supposed to be noheg that way. So if that's the case, then you're going to say a bracha on it. So this is a discussion. There's some stiras in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chacham Tzvi points out in the Tshuva that the Mechaber associates himself, because the Mechaber writes, and I think Sfarim do this, not to say a bracha on Halel b'zman hazeh. That Sfarim don't recite a bracha on Halel because it's only a minhag. And like the Rambam, you don't say a bracha on a minhag. Yet when it comes to Ner Chanukah b'beis haknesses, the Mechaber paskins that we say a bracha Ner Chanukah b'beis haknesses. Also just a minhag, and yet we say a bracha. But the question is even stronger than that, because where does the whole inyan of Ner Chanukah b'beis haknesses comes from? The makar of the Mechaber is a Tshuvas HaRivash in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, where the Tshuvas HaRivash writes that there's a minhag to be madlik beis haknesses, and it's a minhag vasikin mishum persumei nisa, and in times where we couldn't light al pesach beisam because it was dangerous, so at least in shul we'd be able to light, and you make a bracha on this. Kimo shemivarchem al halal shalosh chodesh. So the Tshuvas HaRivash, which is the source for the minhag to light Ner Chanukah in shul, says, yeah, and you know why you say a bracha on it? Because just like you say a bracha on halal rosh chodesh. So how could it be the Mechaber paskins that we do say a bracha on the minhag of Ner Chanukah beis haknesses, but no bracha on halal rosh chodesh? So that's a strong kasha that the Chacham Tzvi has on the Mechaber. They expand the kasha to include other things as well. Tevila on Erev Yom Kippur, there seems to be a stira as well, as far as whether one should say a bracha or not. But to answer that question, some of the Achronim try to be mechalik between a minhag that's an expansion of an already existing din and a minhag that's something that's brand new. The thing is, it's hard to say, because what are you going to say? What they try to suggest is Halal Rosh Chodesh, that's just a brand new thing. It's not an expansion of anything. They just came up with this brand new thing called Halal Rosh Chodesh. So that, you're not going to say a bracha on. But when you're talking about Ner Chanukah, so we already have a din of Ner Chanukah at home. So instead of at home, now it's in shul, it's an expansion of an already existing din. So why is Halal not an expansion of Halal, but Ner Chanukah is an expansion of Ner Chanukah? Maybe because it's a Chatzi Halal, and you never say a Chatzi Halal. I don't know. It's but that's what the Achronim try to work on, to try to be mechalik between one and the other. Okay, the second story of Ivo. Amar Ivo, Havikim Nakamed Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Tzaddik, Asl Kameh Hu Gavra. A certain person came to Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Tzaddik once. Amar Le, Karyasa Isli, I happen to own villages. Karmaya Isli, I own vineyards. Zesaya Isli, I own olive orchards. Vasu Bnei Karyasa, Makashkshim Bekarmaya, Velchum Zesaya. And the people from my villages went and they worked in my vineyards a little bit, and then they ate from my olive trees as payment for the work they did for me in my vineyards. Aruch alo aruch. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? He wasn't asking business advice. It was Shemitah. Problem was, it was Shemitah year. So they were working in his vineyards during Shemitah year, and they were getting paid from his olive trees for the work that they had done during Shemitah. So he wanted to know, is that okay or is that not okay? So I'm like, lo aruch. Rabbi Lozman says, no way, that's not okay. You're not allowed to do that. So right away he ran away to go tell them that they better stop. So Amar Kadu Havas Dairi Ba'ara Hadam Mem Shnin V'lo Chamisi Bar Inish Malich War work on the Tikkun and Kedain. He says, you know, I've been living here for 40 years. I never saw such a religious Jew, someone who's so makbid to do everything correctly. What was he so impressed about? The guy had he gave a psak, so he followed the psak. So of course he can follow the psak. Now, the point is, he had follow-up questions to ask, but he didn't ask those follow-up questions. He first ran away to stop it, that it shouldn't be an extra second of them taking from the Zaysim. And then afterwards he came back. Hadar va'asi. He came back again after he stopped them, and he, you know, he made sure that it wouldn't go on for another minute. So he said, what should I do though? How should I take care of these people? They did some work in the vineyards, and you know, they should get taken care of. So he says, so here's what you do. You first have to be mafkir your zesim to poor people, because it's Shemitah. And Shemitah, you have to be mafkir your land. And pay, give a couple of dollars to the people who were makashkish in your kramim. Says, are they allowed to work in the vineyard? You're allowed to pay them for that? They did an issa. You're not allowed to work during Shemitah. That you're not allowed to work on the trees on Shemitah. And you're not allowed to take away the stones from the field. There are two types of kashkushe, this activity. One is to close in holes in the ground, and the other is if the roots of the trees are exposed and they may dry out and the trees might get ruined, you're allowed to maintain the trees by covering it with dirt, by covering it with soil, by covering the roots with soil. To strengthen a tree during Shemitah's Aser, but to keep it alive, but stume, I'm sorry, Avruya Ilani, to strengthen a tree is Aser, but stume pili yashari, but the when the roots are exposed, I said, but when the roots are exposed, that's going to be mutter, because that doesn't strengthen the tree, that just maintains the tree, and that you're allowed to do. And then the final story of Ivo. Person shouldn't travel more than 3 parcels in Erev Shabbos, because they're not expecting you. You're going to show up and they'll be like, I thought you were in a different state this morning, and they won't have enough food for you. It's going to cause a whole shalom bias problem. That's only if you're returning home. But if anyway you're traveling the whole time, so you're probably relying on whatever food you have with you anyhow. That it's even when you're going home. He said, I once had it, and I came home, surprised everyone, surprise, I'm home, and it was Erev Shabbos, and they had nothing for me. There was not even a kasad arsana to be able to have for Kavod Shabbos. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. A good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you, bro.